This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. He is a little overwhelmed right now on his farm. He's trying to keep everything afloat by reducing his cattle herd, and he's coming up with plan Bs and Cs, and so I'm going to sit in with him today. And we have Jason and Nathan engineering the broadcast out of Minnesota. And our guest today, as usual on Thursdays, is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I had to apologize to GNC and everyone for any inappropriate words I might have used. I'm so... It's like being in a foxhole right now with ordnance going off in every direction. I have been in a situation like that when I was in Cambodia, and I sometimes forget myself. That's an Annie Lennox. I apologize.
Well, we appreciate that, Rick. And it's, you know what? Sometimes in the heat of the moment, we have a lot of, there's a lot of stuff going on right now for patriots. You know, I've been demonetized for years. Even when I try to sell a piece of land, someone calls me back. I can't get back to them because even my caller ID has a different number showing up on someone else's phone. So this is what I'm dealing with. Most patriots who are trying to stick up for the little guy, stick up for the rule of law and the Constitution.
Yeah, low profile.
Well, we're getting dinged, and that's the way. That's the times right now. Well, listen, Rick, what we're going to do? You're the science guy, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about coronavirus. I'm going to give you some articles today. I want to talk about owning versus renting from especially a water health perspective, and I'm going to start by asking a couple of questions. And in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you some of the plants that I am harvesting right now regarding edible plants. Now, folks, when I look at edible plants, there's a few things that I look at. First of all, palatability and toxicity, and also if the plant needs to be consumed raw or cooked. I prefer raw because I want to keep the enzymes intact because they're so beneficial. You know, there's a lot of things that I harvest, like burdock root, which is a root used as food. It's a blood purifier. It's anti-inflammatory and eliminates uric acid. So it has a lot of benefits. But right now, when I go out to my garden and I pick lettuce and mostly spinach that's available and lemon sorrel and chives, I'm also picking some dandelion. I'm picking fireweed, which is the poor man's asparagus. I'm picking lamb's quarter, purslane, and sheep sorrel, not yet, but the lemon sorrel that I have coming up, which is full of vitamin A and vitamin C. And there's so many benefits to even things like lamb quarter, like vitamin C, calcium. You'd never eat the seeds, just the leaves. I also harvest strawberry or raspberry blight, depending on what book you have. And it basically has vitamin B and C and iron and calcium. It's a great cancer tumor fighter. So, Rick, I was just wondering, for this particular time of year, you and I one day should do a show on edible medicinal plants, but what do you think about the plants that I am harvesting right now to add in my spinach and lemon sorrel and chive salad?
Okay, well, burdock has two forms. It's greater and lesser burdock. And they grow along fence lines, especially up in the Montana area, with others important edibles. Burdock is a Asian vegetable that they eat in Asia like you would eat carrots or potatoes here. And there's different ways of serving it, including which one you're harvesting, the bigger or the lesser one. I would say my class coming up this week in the Albert Schweitzer is going to be on what crops you put in first into your garden, and because there's a selection. And most people think in terms of lettuce because it's a shorter growing season. It produces out right now. Lettuce, unfortunately, has also got lactinum, which is an opiate. And because of that, it will coat your stomach and dissuade digestion properly. That's why a lot of people, when I order a salad in a restaurant, I say, I'd like your salad, hold the lettuce. Everything else in a salad is usually exceptional. Lettuces are not. And that's something everybody needs. That's because of the lactinum. It's a type of opiate that will coat the stomach lining, and then you don't have the proper exchange with your gut bacteria. It's hard on your stomach. Believe that or not, it's the truth of it. Spinach, on the other hand, is exceptional. I mean, that's one of the... It's got a lot of iron, and, you know, it tastes pretty good. What you're looking for is a diversity in your salad so that the flavors all blend like perfume. They have a top and a middle and a low note. That all perfumes have three measures on the odor, and salads could do the same kind of thing. You haven't thought of that yet, but that's why you put, crunchies in there sometimes, and or other kinds of variation in the taste and palatability. That would be the way it breaks down in your mouth. I don't know about that part. The herbal pharmacy is what I'm going to teach, where you put your medicinal plants in first, because that, even over food, is going to become the serious consideration with upcoming universe. There's going to be a need for your pharmacy. If you're on a heart medicine of some kind of blood thinner, what are you going to do when Walgreens and Walmart, oh, wait a minute, they have, no longer available. I went to Walmart yesterday to get I forget the term of it now because I used to use cameras, but this is a live feed kind of camera. I have a Logitech, and it was hacked a second time. They took us out on our classroom the second Friday last week, and so yesterday I filmed class one to upload it so I do not miss this schedule with class two this coming Friday, tomorrow, with the herbal pharmacy. Now, you are you on any kind of medications right now? What do you do?
I do not take chronic medications, Rick. You know, if I have a headache once in a while, I will take an over the counter.
What would that be?
But it could be like aspirin or
I take it maybe once a month.
I'm very anti-medication. I'm very anti-synthetic, artificial, refined, and processed. And Rick, let me ask you a question here regarding the layperson. I have a book here because you mentioned pharmacy. I have a book in front of me here called The Forest Pharmacy, spelled with F's, by Thomas Tracy, and he works here in Big Fork, Montana. He's a local herbalist, and he created a really great book with pictures and descriptions and edible and medicinal plants and toxicity issues, too. Does the average layperson, Rick, who does some reading and research, should they be concerned about maybe plants being emetic, laxative, liver or kidney issues?
So the way I trained seals to determine something in the woods that you don't know is a toxin is that the underskin of your arm, where your hand is, right in that area, if you scratch it, not break the skin, you just run a nail across it, and you put that plant or mushroom or substance up against that scratch, and just breaking the first layer of epidural, and hold it there for 1 minute. If there's any form of toxicity, histamines will release, and it will begin to form a pucker. That is a quick, in-the-field, not absolute test when you don't have a laboratory or have knowledge base on what you're looking at. I can go down into the New Mexico area, and they have 10,000 plants I've never even heard of. You know, habitat has cultivars and variations. Elderberry, for example, up in your area, has several forms. One is toxic and one is not. The blue and red elderberry vary. You have to... It's a habitat thing, too. Some people are bothered by poison oak. I'm not anymore. That's because I was in a forest fire in Roseburg once, got it in my lungs from the air burning, was hospitalized, and had to, they were going to give me a tracheotomy so I could breathe. I somehow got through that process without them cutting my throat open, and now I can eat poison oak, and or that's what a lot of people in Montana would do. They would take a very small portion of something that's toxic in the early, early spring and eat it and have a mild reaction that then set up antibodies for the rest of the season. That's another technique. Now, your region had some tremendous writers. Martin Eben came out of that region writing about Mesmer. The one I want is Jerry Barlow. Barlow wrote From the Shepherd's Purse and was going to be the successor in the Mormon tradition under Dr. Shook in the 30s, who was the greatest herbalist in the century, in my humble opinion. Culpepper and others that had written about those kinds of things used doctrine of signatures, where they would look at the plant and the plant would tell you what its uses are. For example, red clover. Well, what would you think red clover would? Well, it's a red, so that's obviously the blood. Yeah, well, we have now discovered it's very high in iron. And lungwort, also growing in your area, is a blue plant. Well, that suggests oxygen, your lungs. And it does have respiratory ailments in it. Now, I was going to say, he wrote From the Shepherd. He was not the one that succeeded. He was excommunicated. I think they call Mormon groups up in your area clutches. I think that's what they're called. They grab you by the throat. Dr. Christopher took over, and Christopher did not know goat turds from pork and beans. And one of the reasons I wrote Healing Yourself, which was used in the early, early 70s when open door clinic and drug overdoses were prevalent in Seattle. That book is $3 on my website as an ebook, and it's a good first step toward knowing which herbs you might want to consider as an alternative to extraction. Your acetylsalicylic acid.
Okay, hold that thought, buddy. We'll be back after the break, folks.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. He's catching up on a lot of farming, a lot of Plan Bs, and I'm with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And we're talking about science. Right now we're talking about botany and edible and medicinal plants. And the reason why I garden and harvest edible and medicinal plants, folks, is because I'm a terrible cook. And one time I left food on the counter with some pieces of dental floss. I woke up in the morning and all the cockroaches hung themselves. So I really don't have a choice but to harvest things in the wild and in the garden because I don't have an alternative. So that being said, Rick, what about people, lay persons, kind of, you know, I realize we can't use words like self-diagnosis and cures and things of that nature, but we can use common sense. You know, there's a Canadian nurse, and I read about this, and I haven't found this, but I think I can remember it. There's a cancer formula that a Canadian nurse basically concocted. It's very simple. It's sheep sorrel, burdock, wild rhubarb, and slippery elm, if my memory serves me right. What do you think about people going organic, going natural path, and trying to cure their ills with the information that's out there, Rick?
Okay. ENIAC is with that formula that you just gave. I wanted to keep the thread that I wasn't able to do in commercial specifically for you because it had a point I wanted to make, and then I'll move to the next one. I was going to say that acetylsalicylic acid is very commonly taken from aspen trees in their bark and leaves. And you have fans of it up where you are. And I was going to say, the reason that the Germans used to do a thing called standardized extract, which was targeted chemistries, like acetylsalicylic acid. However, I have discovered a new way of doing it, which is called a full spectrum. And by using the natural product, that aspen leaf and bark also contains natural buffers that targeted chemistries don't. That means that when you use the whole plant, God, somehow or another, for whatever reasons we have not yet discovered, knew to have unrelated chemistries in the plant that symbiotically correspond with each other. And I don't understand how that all works, but that was the point I wanted to make. And the ENIAC thing that you're doing, that's another old Duke of War and Mennonite formula that came actually out of Winnipeg in the last century. The knowledge I have is so incredible that, you know, you probably need a muzzle. Now, you wanted me to talk about organic, and I'm going to say to you that that's the distinction of politics. When you do something with natural habitat, the field, like your field, when you look out at your field, the weeds, a weed, by the way, started in Montana, that concept of a plant out of place. It means a cow won't eat it. But since cows are not natural for rangeland, really, then what we have here is that that plant, where it's growing, will tell you more about what's going on in that soil than any soil map that you might get from the Soil Conservation Service, the aerials that you get. Really, that plant is there for a purpose. And the American Indian, up where you are and up in the North End with, the Mohawk and not Mohawk, the,
Blackfoot.
Which one?
Blackfoot.
Northern Cheyenne. There's Northern Cheyenne. They're up in Basin. That whole area. They'll say that every plant in the woods, wherever there's a toxin, there is an antidote growing next to it. And, that's a metaphor. It's not literal, but it's approximately like wherever you have a toxin like poison oak, whatever, you'll have bracken fern, which is a salve. You just break open the fern and you put it on a poison oak, and it will neutralize it. Baking soda and apple cider vinegar is the correct thing to do it because it's histamine again. But, you know, histamines in your body are good and bad.
Rick, hold on to that thought, please, sir. Folks, we will be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller after this short break.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First-time jobless claims just under 3 million last week, according to the government. The 2.98 million Americans filing initial claims for jobless benefits were 195,000 fewer than the week before, but it pushed the total for the past 8 weeks to around 36 million first-time claims. Grocery prices up by the largest one-month increase in 50 years as people are staying home in the face of the pandemic, Iowa State University agriculture economist Chad Hart explains.
that transferred a lot of that food being demanded away from home to at home, which meant grocery stores. And so we are seeing more demand at the grocery stores, and anytime you see more demand, it tends to lead to higher prices.
U.S. officials say poultry prices are up 4%, beef is up by 7%. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A reality TV star in Atlanta is accused of using coronavirus pandemic relief money for personal purchases instead of to pay his employees as it was intended. Officials say Maurice Payne, or Fain that is, got a $2 million loan through the Paycheck Protection Program for his company Flame Trucking. Instead of helping his employees, he allegedly used most of the money on jewelry and child support payments. He was in court yesterday. Fain is a cast member of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. The judge in the Michael Flynn case is calling on a retired judge to argue against the Justice Department's efforts to drop the case. Retired Judge John Gleason will also investigate whether President Trump's former national security advisor should be held in contempt of court for perjury. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts, but later tried to take it back. The Justice Department recently moving to throw out the case against Flynn. And video chatting app House Party throwing the ultimate star-studded virtual bash this weekend. The event is part of House Party's new live experiential event series called In the House. There will be performances and appearances by Katy Perry, Neil Patrick Harris, Snoop Dogg, Alicia Keys, John Legend, and others. It kicks off on Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern and ends at 7 p.m. Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelly, and our guest is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And Rick, I'm going to let you finish your last comment before you were interrupted by the commercial break. But I do want to agree with you on pretty much everything. But, you know, you mentioned aspen, and I know you've, I've heard you mention birch before. You know, when I harvest chaga mushroom in the heart of the winter, so it's the strongest, the most efficacious, I make sure I get plenty of inner bark from the birch so I can reduce inflammation and pain. I get the benefits of the butylin and butylinic acid, which fights tumors and cancers and is also a blood and liver cleanser and improves pancreatic function. So when I see words, when I do my reading and research on edible medicinal plants, when I see words like boosting your immune system function, antioxidant, cancer tumor fighter, blood purification, reason I pay attention, because the immune system deals with, as you know, inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, and cancers and tumor. So there's a lot at stake here, and especially these days where so many of our foods are modified in the laboratories, are GMO, have artificial sweeteners, colorings. They're synthetic, they're artificial, they're refined, they're processed. And you can see it with our immune system in America and around the world, and how people are getting sicker and living less and being more obese. And we need to start thinking outside the box. So thinking edible and medicinal plants and growing a garden is absolutely beneficial. Rick?
Well, that's where your original formulas in chemistry came from, natural products. Germans metabolized it. Now, what I was going to say about your birch, you know, instead of harvesting chaga, you could grow it. For example, when you take that chaga down, you knock your tree down, you could take some of that chaga and drill holes in the living bark and put a plug in the tree, and it starts growing as chaga. And now you have a tree farm. Moving to the original question of organic certification, that's a political thing with OCIA, TILF, California certification. There's so many different ones. Each one is different based on political situations. And it was permaculture concepts, which are also up in your area, or Stepholzer and some of the others that are leaders up in that region of the country, have tried to take a look at what the habitat is doing, because it's different for every habitat, how you would do what you do and what you would eat. And so if you lived on the coast, obviously you're going to eat more seafood. In the mountain regions, you're eating more meat because of the colder climates. You're going to be like an Eskimo and need that extra fat on your body. Now, I don't know the full extent of it, because this is a work in progress. And so we call it sustainable agriculture, which is different than certification. And OCIA in the Midwest, in your region, was taken to task when they were discovered to be in business with big businesses like Cargill and other storable commodity products. The problem I'm having is nobody has it right, including myself. And it's a work in progress, like you never really get there. What you're trying to do is be in harmony with what's going on around you, so you don't disrupt the environment. But the problem is the environment is changing, and what was a forest will now someday be a desert without your help.
Well, can I may I make a comment, please?
And, yeah, sure.
And I know you have the knowledge to talk for hours on even one time. You mentioned about synergy in nature and destruction and things like that. I just want to ask you regarding, I have a whole thing on owning versus renting, and I'm going to pull out the, economic thing here. Yeah, and I want to ask you regarding, like, municipal water versus wells versus, and wells have subsets. You know, we talk, about contamination of water and old pasture ground. I'm reading old pasture ground, which is the typical subdivision in most areas of this country.
Right, overgrazed.
Contaminated with pesticides, glyphosate, chemical fertilizers, oil, gas, mechanical equipment, et cetera, et cetera. So what? How important would it be if someone wants to homestead to look at mountain property versus old pasture ground, so they can get less destruction, less contamination?
Well, it changes your options. You know, alluvial fans are when that high mountain has washed down into the valley with all its minerals and salts, and then when the river raises up and floods, that's where you get your finest farm ground. But at the same time, you get nematode, you get thrip. There are pluses and minuses. And so what I'm going to do as a metaphor is that last week's class in the ASU was teaching the child how to grow food, the lesson was on Earth, the element Earth, how to grow food without soil. I did aquaculture. Now, what I did is it also taught the distinction between hydroponics, aquaculture, and growing in dirt, and the pluses and minuses of each of those. Because when the child has that way of the way I look at something, it is now going to take that and come up with something I haven't even considered. And that's how organic versus sustainable is where we are today. And I have no idea where it's going to evolve with pesticides and agriculture. In Montana, your main problem is not chemicals from grazing, I mean from Monsanto. It actually is from cattle taking that soil over 100 years and breaking it down into clay pan. And when you do clay pan, the soil can't breathe. And so now you have dirt rather than friable soil. And that's what is the serious problem is most old farmsteads today. It's too much traffic on it. And when that breaks down over 100 years, you have different weeds that grow on it because some weeds can do what others can't. I'm guessing along your riverbanks up where you are, you have a lot of catnip and nettle, and both of those are edible. Catnip is a limited market for pet toys because nepetidone is a drug to the cat where it doesn't do anything but make an order for you or me. I don't have a sense of what's right. I have a sense of direction that we want to consider. And that does not mean I'm right, because my view is a single footprint in a group of tracks that have been done before and after me. And what I'm trying to do now is, rather than teach, which is what I've done for 50 years, I'm trying to figure out how I can act more as a facilitator, and you then personally take that and integrate it into your own way of doing things. And let me tell you this, that was one of the first lessons I learned in martial arts, the distinction between learning something and studying it. There is a massive difference between the two, because Tai Chi, the way I did it in my lesson is, Steve Gaskins, who later formed the Farm in Tennessee, taught a class at Berkeley called Monday Night Class. And the thing he did is he walked into the room, and first thing he did before he even said anything, he drew a circle on the blackboard and he said, "It may not be a perfect circle, but it is a perfect whatever it is." And Tai Chi is like that. Nobody does it the same. Everybody does it differently, and yet some people have kung fu perfection and some people don't. Kung fu means perfection or in the zone. That means, you know, it's like you're in flow. That's a good word. It's not flow, but it's like flow, where you are in one with your environment, and you never get there, but it's a process toward that. And you know exactly what I'm talking about with your cabin. And it's, you know, you built your cabin, you now have figured out what you did wrong, trying to modify a little bit, and it's a work in progress kind of thing. And that's the learning curve of you becoming you.
And that sounds like life in general. Everything is
there. Yeah, well, it's a metaphor, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, let me ask you a question on some drugs, if you don't mind, okay?
Sure.
Let's talk about vaccines for a minute.
I got all my kids for a lot of trouble.
We have formaldehyde, MSG, mercury, aluminum, a lot of potent
particles
and heavy metals. Now, the World Health Organization has confirmed that there are adjuvants and sterilants added to vaccines globally with a lot of side effects, a lot of adverse events, a lot of contraindications. So there's a lot of risks. So people are hearing
yourself
a
with
lot of information and they're getting scared. And what can you tell them? And define adjuvants and sterilants for our listeners too, Rick.
I'm not even going to try, because you know what? That's a bunch of hooey. You can't do an immune immunization against a virus by definition. It mutates immediately. How's that work with immunization? That's step one. So immunization is a farce. It's a way to try to make everybody the same, and one size does not fit all. And some people are about it. The reason people are dying of virus, of this virus, not from the virus, because you're not healthy to begin with, and it challenges your immune system. Your immune system itself is the finest laboratory this earth will ever develop. It's already equipped to protect you. And what you've done, is disregarded. And eating, what is it, Coca-Cola? How did Jay Leno put it? Dorito, running out of Dorito, don't worry, we'll make more. The whole of Earth, and especially in Oregon where I live, nobody's fat, they're obese. There's quite a difference between being fat, overweight, and being obese. And that's where everything is going because nobody's healthy. And when you get a virus like this, what's the bad news about this virus? It doesn't attack organs. That your organ has already been challenged and it weakens it. Now, with that said, this virus, the only thing wrong with it is that it spreads easily. That means everybody's going to get it, like measles or mumps. And it's going to change. I was in quarantine for 3 weeks with something that was like mononucleosis. Was that a subset of what it mutated? I have no idea. But because I was healthy, here I am. And they probably won't be bothered with it again now because of immunity, like we talked about earlier with poison oak. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know. I do know that virus immunization is hooey by definition.
You're saying because it's hooey, the risks are high and the benefits are low. And
it's like treating cancer with radiation.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's like treating cancer.
After this break with Dr. Rick Miller. Please hold on. Thank you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli today, and I'm with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, there's a term that's floating around the Internet these days called contact tracing, basically using mass surveillance to quote-unquote quarantine, which that seems to be an open definition these days. Basically, anybody crossing paths with other COVID-19 carriers, it almost seems like they want to cede our rights for, and while they are spying on us. And as we all know, spying has a new definition now because Barack Obama's administration, now that they've been caught spying on President Trump, have now labeled spying routine. So at the same time, Obama said, we have the rule of law at risk. You know, when you combine those two sentences together, that's like saying you can grab the clean end of this turd and it'll be okay. Nothing makes sense. It's hypocrisy. It's double standards. It all depends on what group you come, you're from. So what do you think about this contact tracing, mass surveillance, quarantine thing, Rick? I know your answer, but I just want to get I want to hear what you have to say for our listeners.
I first apologize. There was an example of how I interrupted you, and I apologize because I get excited like a little boy when it's a mission, and then I have to say something. I will not stop. I apologize. I get excited.
Buddy, you know what? Passion and enthusiasm is absolutely necessary for a fun life.
Not in class.
Man.
Or your radio show. I apologize. I do. I didn't mean I was practicing restraint and I lost it right then.
Well, you know what? If the technology improves, I'll send straitjackets.
I need one right now, man. I am disillusioned by politics more and more. I will have nothing to do with it. I have no, and guess what's happening now? There is a movement to try to get me to do something in Paul. I'm not going to do it because the codes of ethics are so totally different than my own that it's why I couldn't do it, because that's the distinction between a statesman and a politician. And we have a need now in this country for statesmen again.
So you're going to answer my question on what you think about contact tracing and mass surveillance, or do you want me to go on to another question?
Well, no, I you know, it's just double talk. experience knows that. You do, right out of the gate, and you, the whole thing's nuts. It is encroachment on our natural rights. And civil law, that's Hobbes and Kant, talked about how you give up your natural rights to incur a moral obligation on the rest of us so we can get along and not kill each other. But more wars have been, and people have died in the name of God than any other thing on earth. And ideologies aside, the whole thing is to allow to get along. That's, you know, what is that, Mars Attacks, when the president goes up to the alien and says, why can't we all get along? And the alien has a little tear in his eye, laughs, and shoots him. You know, it's just, it's, don't talk. It's making new technology. By the way, technology is not any more different or correct than religion, and why you have two brains. You know, it's because they're both opposite ends of the spectrum, and neither is correct. Science is constantly changing. And, you know, a metaphor in terms of certified organic to sustainability, there is a metaphor. And I don't have the answer. It's a process of evolution. And as these guys, and when I say these guys, with their way of thinking, it's different than my way of thinking. Control is a fantasy. It's not real. We're not in charge. I'm not in charge. What's happening now is we're only allowed the moment. The big picture is way beyond me, and we think we're the center of this universe. Like, I've watched, the dolphin are not language, they're not talking to each other, they're sending pictures, holograms. That we're so far evolved from us, we have no clue and think we're in rule of everything. And we're just part of a food chain. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on this.
It's not a problem, Rick. I mean, that's, we're all having conversations. We sometimes.
Opinion, yeah, I know, and I don't know. I know I saw
it in the egg. But let me ask you another question. Since we got a couple of seconds left here, the powers that be, and you're probably going to be answering this on the other side, most of it. Why do they downplay the and hide and basically?
Agendas.
Efficacy results.
Yeah,
of
agendas. You know that. It's counterintelligent. Lying by omission. They give you the truth, but not the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They give you the truth that will tend to lead you in the wrong direction. And
all
that's
right,
the whole point.
We will be back on the other side of a hard break with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Stay with us, please.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.